for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday. The weekend is over. Welcome to the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. So, how were the Oscars last night? I didn't watch one second of them.
Well, I think you actually have once again proved you are the smarter of the two of us, because it was really boring.
Well,
I will say that's the best way I can describe it.
Well, maybe you can give us some updates as to who won, what the movies were all about. I mean, all that business today. And Christian is at the controls along with, is that Eric? Hi, Eric. Citizen with Sports at 5:15. And here's what you're going to be talking about today, Frank, around the water cooler. The J&J single jab is back. Meantime, why are so many Americans not getting their second vaccine dose? Also, this was great news last night. The head of the EU gives us the verdict. Will Americans be able to travel to Europe this summer? The answer is yes. And new polling shows what Americans think of President Biden's first 100 days. And I guess the question is, how does he compare to other presidents, including his predecessor? And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, Frankie, the top five places you should move to if you want to increase your lifespan.
Oh, yeah. Well, as somebody who definitely is interested in increasing his lifespan, is also the man responsible for the traffic this morning, Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the sevens. Hello there, Joe.
And good morning, both of you. We're in very good shape, to be honest with you. There's really not a lot going on, Frank. As you come inbound LIE, Northern Southern State, through Nassau County, coming in to the city, everybody moving right at the speed limit. Same thing all the way up and down the Jersey Turnpike, both inner and outer roadways doing very well. If you're coming inbound at the Hudson River crossings, we had some problems at the Holland with road work. That is gone. Same thing at the Lincoln Tunnel on the outbound side. That road work is out of the way. Mass Transit right on or close to schedule. An alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph. And from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today is going to be really nice. 61 degrees with lots of sun and light winds. Tomorrow, the clouds roll in a bit. We get warmer, though, which is kind of nice. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, or sun and clouds. I need more coffee. And on Wednesday, pretty much the same thing, although the temperature I'm seeing is 85 degrees. That's the high. Yeah, I don't know if this is a misprint or something, but yeah, it looks like we're going to be getting to 85 degrees in intervals of cloud and sunshine. On Wednesday. Thursday, we should cool off a little bit. I don't know. We're going to get to around 79 degrees. And by Friday, we should have some rain showers. Currently, the temperature here in Manhattan is 44 degrees.
Well, you asked about the Academy Awards, Juliet. One of the highlights from my perspective was Anthony Hopkins winning in the Best Actor category. I would never have predicted this, and the odds makers all predicted Chadwick Boseman was going to win. He was sort of a sentimental favorite.
Did you see Chadwick Boseman's performance?
I did, and I thought he was good. But on the merits, he was not nearly as good as Anthony Hopkins.
I didn't see
in
either.
The Father.
Yeah, I didn't see either.
This is a tough movie to watch at times, but it was good. Now, he became, Anthony Hopkins, the oldest actor to ever win an Oscar for a major acting category. He says he's happy and grateful. He skipped last night's show because he was back home in Wales, and he was asleep at the time that he won this award and made history. His agent told People magazine he woke up the 83-year-old in the middle of the night to tell him he had won for The Father. Other history-making moments included the first Korean woman to win Best Supporting Actress and the first woman of color to win Best Director.
And exciting news, Frank, breaking on Sunday. The New York Times reporting that the EU will open to American tourists this summer. EU President Ursula von der Leyen says U.S. travelers will be allowed in so long as they have been vaccinated. The key is for the EU and the U.S. to come up with a vaccine certificate. Hate it. Yell about it all you want, but you need to show proof of immunity if you want to travel. And this vaccine certificate needs to be acceptable across both bodies, both the U.S. and the EU. Van der Leyen says all 27 EU member states, which include perennial travel hotspots like Spain and France and Italy, will accept the Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J shots as vaccines. And as far as when the welcome mat will be rolled out, I really hope it's going to be by June 17th because that's when we're heading over to Europe. We start off in London. But there is no definite date yet. Officials from both sides say it is fairly clear that the hurdles are dissolving, at least for those of us who are vaccinated.
You are going to want to pay attention to this study that 6 feet or 60 feet. Well, when it comes to spreading coronavirus, this particular MIT study says it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Two professors put social distancing guidelines to the test. They found people who stay 6 feet apart inside are no more protected than if they were 60 feet apart, even when wearing a mask. They argue everyone in that space is basically at the same risk, saying the results show there's no need for occupancy restrictions.
Well, kind of in that same vein, the federal mask mandate guidelines will likely soon be changing. That's the word from top doc Anthony Fauci, who says compounding data shows people who have been vaccinated run a low risk of spreading the COVID virus. Now, critics once again accuse Fauci of flip-flopping, but the fact is that Fauci supporters say this is just science revealing itself in its own time. And as health experts adjust their protocols to the new information, they simply pass on the new and improved data to us.
A Florida senator says Congress needs to come together on police reform. Republican Rick Scott suggested that Democrats didn't want to negotiate with a GOP proposal. He said this on ABC's This Week. Asked about qualified immunity, he says he's hoping to find common ground on best practices. He made it clear he won't put law enforcement in a position to second guess themselves when they're trying to keep people safe.
Well, speaking of law enforcement, he was a major player in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, and now he says he feels a little bad for the imprisoned cop. So what's the big deal? Well, he was the lead prosecutor. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison told 60 Minutes the sentencing judge shouldn't feel the need to send a message by imposing a hefty sentence on the killer cop. He also says he doesn't consider Chauvin's actions, quote, a hate crime. Chauvin was convicted of second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter, and he's facing up to 40 years in prison when he is sentenced on June 16th.
Two reality TV sisters are praising President Biden for being the first to officially recognize the Armenian genocide. Khloe Kardashian wrote on Instagram, "Thank you for honoring the stories, the pain, suffering, and loss of the Armenian people." Kim Kardashian posted their day had finally come after more than a century of fighting for truth. The recognition came Saturday on the 106th anniversary of the start of the massacre. The Kardashians' ancestors fled Armenia to the United States in the early 20th century.
And of course, Turkey is none too happy about this. And they say that this is going to open up wounds and create much tension between the two countries. And, you know, I was telling you that I was planning on going initially. John and I were going to go to Istanbul and then we were going to go to Greece. We decided not to. And I'm kind of glad about that, frankly, to be honest with you. All right. So in a move that I was just going to talk about that. It started off as a joke, but it ended up turning into a full-fledged festival over the weekend. Hundreds of people named Josh showed up at a park in Lincoln, Nebraska to fight to the death, or at least fight till their noodles went limp. Pool noodles were the weapon of choice. One man emerged victorious. 4-year-old little Josh won the event, buoyed on by cheers from the families of his fellow Joshes. Little Josh's prize, just the right to keep the name Josh. It's all a joke. It all started back in 2020 after an Arizona college student named, what else, Josh, decided that he'd had it with having so many other Joshes around. So he posted a challenge on Facebook, and a year later, spurred on by social media, the Josh fight became a reality.
I
beautiful.
Am shocked that I have a brother-in-law named Josh. I am shocked that he didn't know about this because this is exactly the kind of thing that he would have participated in. I'm going to send him this article and then hopefully he can be there next year. Before we get to Sid Rosenberg and sports, an NFL star is getting a new world record. Rob Gronkowski caught a football dropped 600 feet from a helicopter. The four-time Super Bowl champion was serving as honorary coach Saturday at his alma mater, the University of Arizona. On this third attempt, the scoreboard flashed world record broken. Gronkowski then did his signature Gronk spike celebration at midfield.
Well, that's lovely. Sid Rosenberg, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Rob Gronkowski also just bought a brand new multi-million dollar place in Hudson Yards, right here in New York City.
Well, that's lovely. Good for him.
It's good to be Rob Gronkowski.
I love rich people. Yes, yes. Love hearing about everybody else's money.
Right. Let's talk some baseball. The Mets, our team, came up big. Took 2 out of 3 from the Nationals this weekend. Tawan Walker was great yesterday. 7 shutout innings for the Mets starter. Mets had a couple of home runs. J.D. Davis hit number 2. And Pete Alonso with a monster home run.
We'll see if the Red Sox are for real. Nobody was expecting this. That's hit deep to center by Alonso. Forget that. Way out of here into the block. Oh, wow. Pete Alonso crushes one. And the Mets lead it 4-0.
Gary Cohen on the call. SNY Mets win again 4-0. They find themselves at 9-8, one game better than the Philadelphia Phillies. Metsies are off today. They start a series against the Boston Red Sox in Queens coming up tomorrow. Yankees, not so much. 7-3, they lose yesterday to the Indians. Another bad start for Talon. They hit back-to-back home runs for the first time this year. Gio Urshela and Mike Ford, but not good enough for the Yanks. They now find themselves at 9-12. They're tied for dead last inside the AL East with the Baltimore Orioles, and they start a series against those same Baltimore Orioles later on tonight in Baltimore. NBA, Nets, big win. Beat the number 2 seed in the West, the Phoenix Suns, 128-119. 33 for Kevin Durant, 34 for Kyrie Irving. Here was KD after the win.
This is pretty new to them. So we wanted to gauge and take that physicality that they bring and that toughness and that quickness that they bring. But that's all it was, another day at the office.
Nets improved to 41-20. Their lead over the 76ers is now a game and a half. The Nets are tops in the East. The Knicks are the 4th seed in the East. They'll take on those same Phoenix Suns at Madison Square Garden later on tonight. Hockey, Rangers get a big win. They doubled up the Sabres 6-3. And the Flyers, in overtime, got past the Devils 4-3. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. Good Monday morning. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
All right, Frank, we got a new problem, and it's a big one, on Route 17, Route 3, where they come together in New Jersey on Route 3. There is an overturned vehicle now with injuries. 2 left lanes are out of service, so as you start to get up to the Berry Creek Bridge and head into the Meadowlands, you've got that. Westbound Route 22, West End Avenue out in North Plainfield, an accident. And then coming inbound on the LIE, Utopia Parkway, there's a stall. You're backed up already. Casino Boulevard, that's starting to build up very quickly. Now, Mass Transit, everybody there is right on or close to schedule, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. The support of service of Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out the Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer's Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and your budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Coming up in Frank's business report, Apple getting sued by whom? He's going to tell you. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, good news for all you folks who like to OJ it to the gate every time you fly. One airline is rolling out the welcome mat for you.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell ushers in a fresh trading week this morning after a volatile week on Wall Street. At Friday's closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 227 points, the S&P 500 added 45 points, and the NASDAQ rose 198 points. Now, listen up if you're an iPhone user or an Apple lover in general. Apple is being sued over its iPhone warranty and claims about how water-resistant the smartphones are. The federal lawsuit, launched Saturday in New York City, was filed as a class action complaint. The suit argues that warranty claims that 3 iPhone models are, quote, insufficiently qualified by fine print disclaimers, close quote. The suit says warranty standards are based on lab tests with static and pure water. It argues that fine print would result in claims being denied to iPhone users whose phones are splashed or dropped into swimming pools or salt water. This could apply to you, and chances are you're probably a part of this class action suit, Juliet.
How very exciting. So just a couple more things about COVID. The J&J vaccine is a go with a few caveats and warnings. So the CDC and the FDA both lifted the pause that they had put on the Johnson & Johnson one-shot jab this past Friday. The move came after an advisory committee analyzed the safety of the vaccine and concluded that the benefits far outweigh the potential risks. Several states around the country have already restarted their J&J vaccination programs. In fact, Governor Cuomo and Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker on Saturday said it will return, quote, effective immediately at sites across the state. The single shot dose was put on hold after, as you know, 15 patients out of, I believe, 8 million suffered from a rare blood clotting issue after getting the shot. All of the victims, women, most under 50, and of the 15, three died and the rest remain hospitalized.
Big news on Friday in the political world. Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. The Republican hopeful made it official Friday by filing paperwork as Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom faces a potential recall election. Jenner went after Democrats for the way they've governed the state. She described Newsom's leadership as disastrous and criticized him for coronavirus-related lockdowns. The former Olympic athlete also promised to meet voters statewide in the near future.
There's a new poll out. It shows a majority of Americans are supportive of President Biden, particularly on his handling of the COVID pandemic. There's a little bit of a caveat there, though. I'll tell you in a second. But as he nears his 100th day in office, 53%, which is slightly more than obviously half of all those surveyed, approve of his job performance. 6 out of 10 folks say that they're feeling much more optimistic about beating the pandemic and are more bullish about the country's direction than they were back in January. And again, 6 out of 10 say that they like Biden's infrastructure plan. Not as well received, however, Biden's handling of the crisis at the U.S.-Mexican border. Still, the 53% is the third lowest since tracking began, but still 10 points higher than former President Trump at the same stage.
The last week of April begins with a pink moon tonight. The moon will eventually... Oh, yes.
My favorite color.
Is that right? Mine too, actually.
Really?
Goes to figure. I do. I like pink all the time. I wear a lot of pink shirts from time to time. The moon...
I like pink all the time.
That's. I'm really... I'm really doing a lot to solidify my reputation as a pariah of masculinity.
With the hair twirling.
Or a
and
paragon.
The pink.
Exactly. Yes. Paragon of masculinity. Twirling hair, wearing pink. Yes. the moon will officially be full at 11:32 p.m. Eastern tonight, and it will look plenty full when it rises above the eastern horizon earlier in the evening, but it won't actually look pink. The Old Farmer's Almanac says April's full moon is called the pink moon because it corresponds with the early springtime blooms of a pink wildflower native to eastern North America. Tonight's moon will look golden when it peaks over the horizon, fading to bright white as it rises overhead.
Oh, how lovely. Well, I mean, we had to get into some history stuff. We now know the story behind a handful of Arabian silver coins, mostly found in New England. Researchers say that they may be part of the booty. This is so interesting. From a notorious fugitive pirate. His name was John Avery, and he fled to the colonies after plundering a treasure ship that was returning pilgrims from the Muslim Hajj. Now, this is back in the 1600s, by the way. Historians began finding the coins back in 2014, initially at the site of an early colonial settlement on an island south of Providence, Rhode Island. More were discovered in Massachusetts and Connecticut and even all the way down in North Carolina, suggesting that Avery and his pirate crew used the coins in the 1690s as money, as currency here in the colonies. The news is exciting because it's believed the coins are the last surviving relics of what's been called the Golden Age of Piracy.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
Here's a little bit of history, not quite that old, but it is interesting nonetheless. It's one thing to pay for an overdue book, but a Texas woman is trying to clear her name for not returning a VHS tape. And Carol McBride doesn't even remember checking it out. She thinks her roommate rented Sabrina the Teenage Witch in 1999. She was charged with embezzlement a year later, but she didn't find out about it until this year. Now, the charges have since been dropped, but they remain on her record.
Oh, that's crazy. I would imagine with all of the publicity that she's been getting that they'll be able to wipe that off, I would think.
I would, or maybe this is a case where the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, can pardon
her. Give her a little pardon.
Exactly. Or if she had rented a Matthew McConaughey movie instead, the next governor of Texas would have pardoned her.
Very true. The United States has lost at least one battle with Beijing. For the first time ever, the Chinese city is home to more billionaires than New York City. According to Forbes' annual World's Billionaires list for 2021, the Chinese capital gained 33 new billionaires last year, bringing its total to 100, just one more than New York City's 99. In fact, our city only attracted 7 new billionaires last year. On the flip side, New York City is about 40% smaller than Beijing, with 8.4 million people versus Beijing's 21 million. The founder of TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, Zhang Yiming, is China's richest. He has $36 billion. And ex-mayor Michael Bloomberg is our city's creme de la creme of billionaires, racking up nearly $60
billion. Very nice. Somebody that just fell short of that list
at
527 is Joe Nolan.
Long Island Expressway, Utopia Parkway, there's a stall there. It's in the process of being cleared. The right lane going to be out of service. In fact, they've just said that they've changed that. At first, they said it was going to be an accident. It turns out that it's rather a disabled. Now it's an accident. Eastbound Route 3 at Route 17, an overturned vehicle. Two lanes are out. There are injuries with this one. The two left lanes are going to be closed. So as you travel eastbound on Route 3 now, you're backed up to Ridge Road. And then in North Plainfield, westbound Route 22 at West End Avenue, that accident continues. Now, Mass Transit pretty much on or close to schedule. And on and inside of the street, parking rules and regulations once again today are in effect. The supportive service of Audible. Freshen up your playlist this spring with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, podcasts, and more. Start a 30-day Audible Plus trial when you sign up at audible.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, Joe, coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 540, it's a place where you can eat delicious, healthy, organic food, and it's not expensive, with gorgeous weather 365 days a year, and you can also live longer than everyone else on the planet. Sign me up. I'll tell you which five places hold the secrets to the fountain of youth. But first, Deb's got your headlines.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. It was a violent weekend in New York City, 14 shootings in the five boroughs, 15 victims here. One of those shootings was fatal, an 18-year-old man killed after being shot in his face, chest, and shoulder on East 225th Street in the Edenwald section of the Bronx. So far, no arrests. Well, and a reward increased for information leading to an arrest in a chemical attack. This happened against a 21-year-old Hofstra student.
Nassau County Police say Nafia Ikram was walking into her Elmont home when someone threw a corrosive hazardous liquid at her face, leaving her badly scarred. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says there's now a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest.
My advice is to surrender yourself now because we're coming for you. We're going to get you.
Cops say the attacker was a man about 6 feet 2 inches tall with a skinny build driving a red Nissan Altima. Police not yet ruling out if this was a hate crime. Liz Warner for 77 WABC News.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer appearing at a Manhattan seafood eatery yesterday, urging restaurateurs to apply for the soon-to-launch $28.6 billion federal restaurant relief program. The New York Democrat at Crave Fish Bar in Midtown.
New Yorkers crave going back to restaurants, and hopefully this lifeline will keep our restaurants going till we finally beat COVID.
And the application process opens in 2 weeks, and funds could be dispersed by the feds in June. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing Friday walk-ins are now welcome at all city-run vaccination sites.
All city-run sites will be open for walk-ins as of today for all sites for all age levels. So you can just walk up and get vaccinated. If you're 16 years old or older, for the sites using Pfizer, 18 years old and older at the sites using Moderna.
No appointments are necessary. WABC News Time, 5:30. Fox is next.
Fox News, I'm Sal Giandrasso. Frances McDormand and Anthony Hopkins won Best Actress and Best Actor Oscars in a history-making night at the Academy Awards.
Nomadland is the night's big winner at the Oscars on ABC with three... Among them, Best Picture. McDormand also won for Best Actress and making history as only the second woman with a win for Best Director and first Asian woman. Chloe Zhao.
Fox's Michelle Pulino. Some controversial police body camera footage gets a partial release in North Carolina today.
The family of Andrew Brown Jr., a black man shot and killed by police in North Carolina last Wednesday, will get to view body camera video of the incident. Now, the viewing will be private, but comes amid growing pressure from the media and community leaders to make the video available for all to see. This will mark the first time anyone outside of the sheriff's and district attorney's office has seen it.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America is listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, everybody. It is currently 44 degrees in Manhattan. We're getting up to about 61, and it's going to be very sunny. Going to be a very nice day today, Frank. I'm really looking forward to it. Although you'll probably be sleeping away, won't you?
I might get up early enough to enjoy some of the nice afternoon.
Well, that's good. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update. If you are late by a few minutes for your next flight, no problem. I will explain. And also great news from the European Union on travel to Europe this summer. We'll get to that.
Oh, that's exciting. I miss flights all the time.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
You're one of those people.
I am. It might be a problem for when we do our castle trip together.
Well, we don't have to fly together. You just meet us.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine. Well, anyway, this is some good news, I would characterize it as. More than 50,000 students will be returning to New York City public schools today. These are the next batch of students who decided to return back to in-person learning during the city's latest opt-in window. A majority of the students are in 3K to fifth grade.
Sorry about that. I was just talking with Christian. A concerning phenomenon here in the States, and I wanted to get to this. I know we've been sort of focusing on COVID at the top of the show, but it's really important. Officials say millions of Americans are blowing off their second doses of the COVID vaccine. When is yours, Frank?
April 29th, Friday.
Okay. I just got my Excelsior pass yesterday. I'm really happy about this. Yes. But anyway, the CDC says nearly 8% have not returned for that second jab. That's about 5 million people. Experts say the reasons range from I got busy to I don't want to get those side effects. Others blame the vaccine site, you know, canceling their appointments because of low supply. And others, meantime, say they felt the single shot was good enough. Well, it doesn't work that way, guys. Experts say skipping that second dose could actually hurt you because a single shot triggers a weaker immune response and may leave patients more susceptible to dangerous variants.
The NYPD is on the search for a suspect who's been vandalizing several synagogues throughout the Bronx. Authorities are releasing surveillance footage of the suspect throwing large rocks and shattering windows. They say the incidents happened between Friday and Sunday. Officials say they have a solid lead in the case, but are still looking for anyone who might have any information.
Let's head down to Florida now. A dad and his sons busted for selling a COVID cure to unsuspecting church members. The problem is the miracle solution they were pushing was nothing more than bleach cooked up in a backyard shed. Mark Grenon is the Archbishop of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. He and his three sons sold their so-called miracle mineral solution, MMS, to the tune of about $132,000 per month. Whoa. At the start of the pandemic. Yeah. The fact that there are people out there that are buying this, like from some backyard, you know, yokel. Anyway, the FDA says the solution is obviously not meant to be ingested. It's typically used for treating textiles, industrial water, and paper. The Grenons have been indicted on conspiracy to commit fraud and criminal contempt. They should be indicted on attempted murder, frankly. That's insanity.
I don't think that that you're far off. I think an ambitious prosecutor might pursue a case like that.
Lord.
But it's very, very interesting. All right. Well, a Tennessee man is facing assault charges after he allegedly hit a man for trying to touch his burger. WKRN-TV.
Don't touch my burger.
And it was not Joe Nolan, which was the most surprising aspect of this story. But WKRN-TV reported that it happened at a mental health facility in Nashville Saturday. Bounty Serboriang told Nashville officers that he got mad at the victim for trying to touch his food. The victim, who's been diagnosed with dementia, reportedly tried to touch his burger. The man said that angered him, so he picked up a chair and struck the victim over the head with it. The victim reportedly has a severe cut that would need stitches, and Subariang is behind bars on a $50,000 bond.
Oh, good grief. That's terrible. All right. Well, not terrible is apparently what's happening on the roads right now. Traffic on the 7th with Joe Nolan. Hey, Joe.
I used to hate that. My wife is the only person I've ever allowed to take food off my plate.
Somebody else I knew was like that. They would get enraged. Enraged.
I used to get crazy. If someone reached over and took a french fry off my plate, I would have put a fork through their hand.
You know what's the worst is you go to a restaurant and somebody will say, well, why don't we get this and we'll share it?
Oh,
I don't want to share.
No.
I want to order what I want to order. You can order what you want to order. I'm not telling you to finish it all. Go ahead. Take some home.
Or if you're getting something that's like really beefy and gooey and stuff, you know, and then they're getting fish. Here, try my fish. I'm not going to try your fish. I don't want your fish. I have my steak.
Boy, you guys are real hateful right now. Poachers.
Long Island Expressway on the outbound side at Utopia Parkway. There is a disabled. That's in the process of being cleared. Now we had a problem on the stall on the Route 22 coming inbound at West End Avenue, an accident. Then eastbound on Route 3, right by Route 17, an overturned vehicle. There are injuries involved in that. Two lanes are going to be blocked just before you get to Route 17. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Coming up in Frank's Business Report, we're going to give you an update on the infrastructure debate. Is that right? I guess that's right. Yeah, sure. Why not? And here, Jet Set Julia, travel update at 5:40. I'll tell you where your friends and neighbors can hold the key to you living longer.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All right. Well, in the world of business, the Dow Jones finished the week on Friday in positive territory, going up 227 points. The S&P 500 added 45 points, and the Nasdaq rose 198 points. A key swing senator says President Biden's capital proposal should be separated between traditional and human-based infrastructure. On CNN State of the Union yesterday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's a bipartisan support for investing in roads, bridges, and broadband. He notes that the Republican proposal released earlier last week is a good starting point for negotiations. Manchin noted that the more a bill has in it, the harder it is for the public to understand. President Biden's initial infrastructure proposal called for about $2 trillion in spending, while the GOP plan totals less than $600 billion. Juliet.
Time now for your Jet Set Julia travel update. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. We're going to start with some breaking news. EU president says that American tourists are going to be able to travel to Europe this summer if they are vaccinated and if they have an agreed upon proof or certificate of vaccination. No word yet on when they're rolling out the red carpet. Hopefully it will be by the beginning of June. And if you're the type that always seems to make your flight right as the cabin door is closing, this is your lucky day, Frank. American Airlines says it'll now rebook passengers who missed their flights by a few minutes at no additional cost. But here's the key. It's only if you arrive after the check-in cutoff time, but within 15 minutes of your departure time. The destination has to stay the same, but you may end up arriving at a different airport in the same city. For instance, if you're originally headed to JFK, you may instead be sent to Newark or LaGuardia. All right. If you've dreamed of living forever, well, I can give you that. I can't give you that, actually. But I can tell you the top five places around the world where you're likely to live longer. And we're starting in Sardinia. Locals eat a largely plant-based diet. They get a lot of exercise, lots of hills. They have a knack for keeping their families together. And because of that closeness and all of those other things, it's one of five places around the world known for high life expectancies and an overall healthy elderly population. Okinawa, Japan, they are known for their Moy, which is a small, tight group of friends and family that are meant to be there for each other for life through everything. This security helps relieve anxiety and reinforces healthy behaviors. No wonder they have most women there living past the age of 100. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And yeah, another place, Nicoya, Costa Rica is next on the list. They're known for a diet heavy in beans, squash, corn, and fruits. Plus, they spend a lot of time outside, and that keeps them fit. They're also followers of a guiding life purpose philosophy that helps them stay mentally and spiritually strong, which is why many of the Nicoyans live past 90. Ikaria, Greece is next on the list. The locals living on this tiny Greek island love their naps. And of course, they have that Mediterranean diet. And it was born there. So the olive oil, the whole grain attention, all of that keeps most folks living well into their 90s and free of dementia and disease, as a matter of fact. Now, if these places seem a little far-flung and culturally confusing to you, how about Loma Linda, California? It's filled with Seventh-day Adventists who are apparently known for their sense of community. They rest on the Sabbath and just generally spending time on reflection. And apparently all of that recharging has helped them live 10 years longer on average than the rest of us.
They also, Seventh-day Adventists also don't smoke or anything like that.
Well, they're very clean living. Yeah, they also fill their bellies with veggies, whole grains, and fruits, and they tend to shun meat. So that is the wrap-up. If you want to travel to some of these places and check them out, maybe you want to end up there. I don't know. And I told you yesterday about the last week about the Maldives offering vaccinations to tourists. You show up, you get a jab, and you percolate for a few weeks. But if that's a little out of your price range, head to Alaska. Because starting June 1st, tourists can get a shot at one of the state's main airports, a vaccine shot. The move comes as Alaska's tourism sector struggles with the cancellations of those ever-popular Alaskan cruise vacations. It's a nice offer, but, you know, hey, they don't have much of a population. They've got excess supply. So, you know, officials figured, why not? And that is your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
All right. Well, at 5:45. It's always an interesting time hearing from Sid Rosenberg in terms of sports. I missed hearing you on the radio yesterday, Sid, although I thought Ed Randall was terrific.
He is great. He's been doing that for the better part of two decades at WFAN. He's a great addition to this station. I love Eddie. By the way, you can see Eddie every Friday afternoon at St. Patrick's Cathedral. He actually reads the sermon every Friday. I've seen him do it once or twice.
He had the Cardinal Dolan on yesterday.
Yes.
I had no idea Cardinal Dolan was such a baseball fan.
A huge baseball fan, and those two guys are very close friends, and I guess that's how Ed Randall got the gig at St. Patrick's. So he's a great guy and loves his baseball and wasn't too happy about the Yankees, I'm sure, yesterday because they lost again 7-3 to the Cleveland Indians. Yankees, first time this season, hit back-to-back, a belly-to-belly home runs, Gio Urshela and Mike Ford, but the pitching not very good. Talon, 4 innings, 4 runs. Only the Detroit Tigers have scored less runs than the Yankees so far this season. Yet, Yankee skipper Aaron Boone seems to think the Yanks offensively are coming back.
Our at-bats are getting better. And obviously, Cleveland's a team that can really pitch. So, you know, and I felt like, you know, we were close today to kind of breaking things open. Or one pitch here where we're in a good count. You know, we just couldn't really bust it open today.
Yankees are 9-12. They're tied with the Baltimore Orioles for last place inside the AL East. They'll take on the aforementioned Baltimore Orioles in a series that starts in Baltimore tonight. The Mets get the win. They took 2 out of 3 from the Nats, 4-0 to Juan Walker. 7 shutout innings, home runs for J.D. Davis and Pete Alonso. The Mets improved to 9-8. They're a game up on the Phillies. First place for the Mets inside the NL East. The Nets won yesterday, beat the number 2 seed Phoenix Suns. That's a big win for Brooklyn, 128-119. The Nets are now 21 games over 500. They lead the 76ers by a game and a half atop the Eastern Conference. The Knicks are the 4 seed. They're back on the court tonight taking on those same Phoenix Suns. Rangers needed a win yesterday. They got it. Doubled up the Sabres by a final score of 6-3. But Ranger coach, David Quinn, still not all that happy.
If we're anything, we're entertaining, and we've got to learn to do a better job of managing a hockey game and understanding the score. And it's almost like with the bigger lead we have, the more risk we take. So we've got to do a little bit better job.
Rangers are still light years back of Boston, that last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. The Flyers beat the Devils in overtime 4-3. And don't forget, folks, coming up in 3 days, NFL fans love this. It's a huge, huge day. Day one of the NFL draft this Thursday. The football Giants pick number 11. The Jets expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson to replace Sam Darnold. They'll pick number 2. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, we've got traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
All right, so we continue, Frank, to have problems as you travel out onto the Long Island Expressway now in two separate spots. First of all, at Springfield Avenue, there's one, then another one at Utopia Parkway. Both of those are outbound, both of those causing delays. Now, we've got some good news for you on Route 3. Looks like all lanes have been reopened right by Route 17. The earlier overturned vehicle, they got it out of the way quickly, so that's a good job by them. And then also on Route 22 westbound at West End Avenue, an accident there that has been cleared. Now, Mass Transit looks to be in pretty good shape. Alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Weather coming up in just a moment. You're not going to believe what we're looking at for Wednesday.
This is the WABC Early News.
From your Ramsey's Mazda Weather Center, this is your weather report. It's going to be 61 degrees today with abundant sunshine. Very, very nice day out. Maybe a little on the cool side because we're going to have some light winds, probably 10 to 20 miles an hour, but still all in all a nice day. No rain on the horizon. Tomorrow we're going to get up to 65 degrees with a mixture of clouds and sun. And then Wednesday for a hump day, we're going to be getting up to 82 degrees with, with clouds and sun. So that should be interesting. And then we're going to get back down to 74 degrees on Thursday. Showers are going to start rolling in at some point. Friday, we should have showers in the evening. But for now, the weather here in New York City is a chilly 43 degrees.
Do you know what today is, Juliet?
I do not know.
Well, it's a big day, big holiday. Uh-oh. Today is National Pretzel Day.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a pretzel freak.
Oh, Snyder's, then you are.
Sourdough, Bavarian style. Oh, you're kidding me.
You're in luck because Auntie Anne's is giving away free snacks today in honor of National Pretzel Day. The company is celebrating by offering customers a free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel today. Participants must be a Pretzel Perks Reward member.
Oh.
Free pretzels are available for order in person, online, or through the app. Auntie Anne says their pretzel nuggets were their most ordered item in 2019.
They're delicious. They are delicious, but they're very greasy. They have a lot of butter. I mean, I think you can maybe ask for no butter, but yeah, that's really nice of them.
Well, it's National Pretzel Day. It's only once a year.
That's true. One of the most awful things about the pandemic for me has been the cancellations of the summer music festivals. It's such a bummer. So many people, I'm obviously immersed in that world because my husband's a musician, but, you know, so many people are struggling, so many of his friends. But, you know, the music festivals canceled not just here in the States, but all around the world. Thankfully, with the vaccine rollout rolling on, optimism about large gatherings is increasing. Barcelona recently had a large concert where COVID-free attendees were monitored before and after. And now the UK is following suit. There's a well-known music promoter, and he or they are teaming up with the British government for Festival Republic. It's an outdoor music festival. It's going to be held in Liverpool on May 2nd. 5,000 attendees will be allowed to rock out without masks and without social distancing. The thing is, it's only open to Liverpoolians, and the point is to test out how major venues can operate safely. Attendees will be monitored before, during, and after. And if things don't go away, oh, don't go awry, actually, I should say. Organizers say that we will finally start to see more events like this in the future. And by the way, the highly popular British rock band Blossoms will be headlining, just in case you want to. Yeah.
A Japanese man is in trouble for dating too many women. Well, sort of.
What?
Takashi Miyagawa was arrested for his serial relationship scheme after allegedly scamming 35 women into giving him birthday gifts.
Oh, gross.
Miyagawa would meet women, tell them his birthday was soon so he could receive gifts. The women figured out his scheme, unified, and reported him to the authorities. Now he's under arrest.
What a loser. Gross. All right, well, talk about quick. Do you guys remember 6 weeks ago? I can't believe it's been 6 weeks. I told you about a group of 15 French adventurers who had agreed to go into a cave, cutting themselves off from the world for 40 days and 40 nights. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
And I wondered, absolutely.
I wondered, I was like, how many are really going to make it to the end? Well, turns out not only did all of them make it to the end, but several wanted to go back into the cave to finish projects that they'd started together. The group of 8 men and 7 women, ranging in age from 27 to 50, volunteered to isolate with each other in the Lambrives cave in southwest France. They had, you know, no clocks, no phones, no sunlight. The so-called deep time experiment's goal was to see how people respond to losing their sense of time and space. Apparently, time moved a lot more slowly because the group was actually totally shocked when the research team came in to tell them that their 6 weeks were up. They thought that they had maybe like a couple weeks to go, as a matter of fact. They emerged wearing special goggles to help them adjust to the light and obviously were being cheered from by scientists and curious locals who had turned out. So, gosh, I mean, they literally thought that they'd been in there only for about a month, and it was 6 weeks.
Governor Phil Murphy is planning to make a major announcement regarding reopening efforts this afternoon. He says as New Jersey's key metrics improve and vaccination progress continues, we're ready to move forward. This comes as New Jersey's COVID hospitalizations continue trending downwards. Yesterday's daily case count was reported at just over 1,500. With the state confirming 13 additional deaths.
Well, I do want to say this. There is a warning out to parents. Infection rates among young people in Michigan are increasing. We're talking about young teenagers and, you know, up into their high teens and early 20s. In fact, the New York Times reporting, despite vaccinations continuing to roll out there, more young people are being hospitalized than at any other point during the pandemic. Experts point to a relaxing of restrictions, but also the spread of a new, more dangerous variant. Meantime, as infections soar among kids in Michigan, CDC officials say places where there are no lockdowns, including Texas and Florida, are reporting far fewer cases. It's the kind of thing you just want to pull your hair out, you know? Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Well, we'll see what the implications are for policy, because there's clearly some things that require further study, and there's some things that there's still a lot of confusion about.
Yeah, well, now, like I said, I mean, like, and I've said this very frequently, we've got to see. This is science, and they try to cull the data, and when they finally start to get data, they can eliminate certain things and add certain things. It's just that's science.
Mm. Federal regulators have given the Johnson & Johnson vaccine the green light to resume, and leaders throughout the tri-state area are on board. We were telling you about the New York officials allowing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine everywhere. New Jersey officials are doing the same thing. They're telling providers to plan on starting to administer the single-dose shot immediately. Health officials paused the vaccine after six women developed blood clots after rolling up their sleeves. The CDC is predicting there'll be similar issues, but says better awareness could lead to quicker treatment.
Well, we don't know what the situation is quite yet as far as the UK allowing travelers from America to head over there. We've been told that we are likely going to be allowed if we are vaccinated, but still that's up in the air, despite the EU saying yes, American tourists who are vaccinated will be allowed to travel to the 27 European Union countries this summer. Meantime, speaking of the UK, scientists there are fuming over the desecration of a recently discovered Roman archaeological site. News of the site apparently tickled the fancy of not just history buffs, but thieves. The Guardian reporting sometime during the night of April 14th, vandals broke onto the site with metal detectors, destroying fencing and damaging parts of the ancient estate. Officials say sites like these are catnip for illegal metal detecting, also known as nighthawking.
Yeah, I don't know why people do this. I mean, it really is terrible. Folks should leave other folks' property alone.
Greed.
557, somebody that very rarely steals other people's things, is the man responsible for traffic and transit on the 7s, Joe Nolan.
Well, we're traveling on the Long Island Expressway, Frank. We got a couple of problems. One at Utopia Parkway, an accident. Another one at Springfield Boulevard. So two separate problems, but they're both outbound on the LIE. Southbound on the drive at 63rd Street, an accident in the right lane. We also have a stall now on the outbound side of the RFK Triborough Bridge, one lane out. So far, so good at the Hudson River crossings. Only minor delays. Alternate side of the street, parking rules are in effect. Transit Authority, we have delays on the L trains in both directions. EMS activity at Sutter Avenue, and then downtown DN and R, delays there, and again, that because of a train with brake issues at 36th Street. And alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph, and we will check back with you, of course, on the 7s. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about the former president who is being harassed again, but it's not by liberals. We'll tell you about that. And also, I wanted to tell parents about an interesting study that came out about the one thing that you can you can do for your children that will help improve their lives significantly. I'll tell you what that special something is.
And I'll tell you what percentage of Americans agree with the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. And if you didn't stay up or didn't care to watch last night's Academy Awards, I'll give you the highlights and the lowlights, the winners, the losers, and everybody else in between.
Also, I'm going to tell you about Royal Caribbean. They've just unveiled what is expected to be the biggest cruise ship on the planet. I mean, these things are really getting to the point where it's like they're just massive. I mean, they're like floating resorts times 50. They're absolutely huge. And this one is especially interesting and especially wild because of some of the features that it has at it. And also, Frank, I don't know if you've talked about this on the other side of midnight, but Atlantic City is making some changes with some of their resorts.
Oh, I am.
I'm sure you know
that story pretty closely. I also want to hear about how your trip with Winnie to the dog event.
Well, it didn't go well because we got a flat tire. I'll send some pictures
out. More on Juliet's flat tire when we come back. Deb Valentine has local news, but first, here's all the national news, courtesy of Fox News Radio.
For your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Thank you for asking about the event that I was supposed to go to. When we were on our way, we got a flat tire, and it was like a real flat, and I guess something was shaved. I don't know. We couldn't get the thing off. It was kind of a disaster, and, you know, it was raining, so we were all pretty much a mess. So, unfortunately, we didn't get there.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Do we get any field reports as to how the event went?
I'm going to find out for you. But I'm sure it was great. It was great.
How's the car?
The car is, well, John is home today. He's got to wait and try to get it into one of the dealers. He's got to have it towed.
Oh, boy. So the tire right now is still flat and the car is still
flat.
It is
flat and it is not moving anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know, we're kind of wondering how that happened in our driveway, but anyway.
Well, you suspect foul play?
I don't know. I suspect foul play all the time. I'm very paranoid. But anyway, not foul play is Sid. I don't know what that means. He'll be in with sports at 6:15. And you're going to be talking about lots of things around the water cooler. I mean, to me, it was the breaking news yesterday that the EU president says that Americans will be welcomed to Europe this summer. American tourists, I'm talking about. But you have to have a vaccine. We'll talk about that momentarily.
To me, it was news that the EU had a president. I had forgotten that they actually had a president. But that's why people should listen to this show. You learn something new.
Ursula von der Leyen.
6:07, Joe Nolan. Did you know that there was an EU president?
No, not at all.
No, okay.
French. That was the name. It sounded French.
Just think about it. Ursula von der Leyen.
Oh, Belgium?
Perhaps. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that didn't know there was.
I had no idea. Southbound on the drive at 63rd Street, an accident. The right lane is out. If you're outbound on the LIE, Utopia Parkway, a collision there. Then at Springfield Boulevard, also a collision. If you're outbound RFK, Triborough Bridge, again, that on the Queens leg, there's a stall. Westbound Belt Farmers Boulevard, again, that stall. That continues. Now, alternate side again today is in effect. And this report is the service of Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer's Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and your budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Very quickly, her name is Ursula Gertrude von der Leyen. Can you guess where she's from?
Germany.
You're right. She was born in Ixelles, Belgium, Ixelles. But yes, and her husband's name is Heiko von der Leyen.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, just letting you know. And it is going to be a very nice day today from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We're going to get up to 61 degrees with abundant sunshine, light winds. So it may be a little cool, but if you're sitting in that sun and it's blaring down on you, it'll feel really, really nice. Tuesday, we'll get up to 65 degrees with a mixture of clouds and sun. Wednesday, 82 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies, but the sun will break in there here and there. By Thursday, though, we're heading back down into the 70s, mid-70s. It'll be cloudy with showers throughout the day, unfortunately. And Friday, we're looking at showers as well. Probably a mix of clouds and sun in the morning Friday, giving way to a few showers during the afternoon. And currently, the temperature in New York City is 43 degrees.
It looks like most people believe the jury got it right in convicting a former Minneapolis cop of killing George Floyd. A survey by CBS News puts the number at 75% in agreeing that Derek Chauvin was guilty of all three charges. To break it down by party, 46% of Republicans did not agree with the verdicts. That's compared to just 10% of Democrats. Chauvin is behind bars, awaiting sentencing in June.
Exciting news that broke yesterday. The New York Times reporting the EU will open to American tourists this summer. EU President Ursula von der Leyen of Germany says that U.S. travelers will be allowed in so long as they have been vaccinated. And the key is for the EU and the U.S. to come up with a vaccine certificate. You can call it a passport. You can call it whatever the heck you want to call it. But it's got to be something that both entities agree on that will be acceptable, as proof of immunity. Von der Leyen says all 27 EU member states, which include the perennial travel favorites like Spain, France, and Italy, will accept the Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J shots as proof. As far as when the welcome mat will be rolled out, no definite date yet, but officials from both sides say it's fairly clear that the hurdles are dissolving.
A final goodbye for rapper DMX. A private funeral was held yesterday in New York. It came a day after a memorial service at the Barclays Center. A monster truck carried the casket of Earl Simmons as fans poured into the streets. Several hip-hop stars attended and gave speeches. The whole thing was live-streamed on the rapper's YouTube channel. The 50-year-old died of a heart attack after a reported drug overdose.
Well, in a move that has already ruffled the feathers of our friends in Turkey, pardon the pun, President Biden over the weekend made an historical declaration referring to the atrocities inflicted upon the Armenians by the Ottoman Empire as genocide. Turkey responded with anger. They called it a grave mistake to make that statement, and they gave us a warning that it will open a deep wound. The country says the killing of more than a million Armenians was, quote, not systematically orchestrated.
One of the world's worst nuclear disasters is being remembered today. Russia will hold a prayer service to mark the 35th anniversary of Chernobyl. The number 4 reactor at the nuclear power plant exploded, sending massive amounts of radioactive material into the air. The official death count is fewer than 100, but some international organizations estimate that as many as 200,000 people eventually will lose their lives as a result.
Former President Donald Trump is reportedly being harassed again by debt collectors. The mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, says Trump's 2020 campaign owes the city more than $200,000 for a disruption that he says was caused during a 2019 rally. The city had to close downtown. They had to close City Hall and some other areas. Mayor Tim Keller says the city has hired a debt collector to go after the dough. And a spokesperson for the president, former president, says, quote, the Trump campaign does not owe money. Simple as that.
Well, speaking of the Trump administration, we are fortunate to have one alumnus of the Trump administration as part of our WABC stable of stars. That's Larry Kudlow, who people can hear every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's a great show. He had a great interview with Dr. Ben Carson on Saturday. But he was on Fox Business the other day, where he also hosts a show, and he was talking about the Green New Deal and the attempts by some to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Here's a little bit of what Larry Kudlow said.
No burgers on July 4th. No steaks on the Barbie. I'm sure middle America is just going to love that. Can you grill those Brussels sprouts? So get ready. You can throw back a plant-based beer with your grilled Brussels sprouts and wave your American flag. Call it July 4th green.
Well, now New York's senior senator and the top Democrat in the Senate is having some fun at Larry Kudlow's expense. He posted a picture on Twitter yesterday of him drinking a beer and watching television with the caption, "Excited to be watching the Oscars with an ice cold plant-based beer. Thanks, Joe Biden." Now, Of course, all beer is plant-based because it's made of malt, barley, and hops. And a lot of folks think the biggest piece of this news story is that Chuck Schumer has that sort of a sense of humor.
All right. I'd like to say bravo, by the way, to my best friend Gina Cerrito and her husband Vinny. They're doing something for their three boys. They live in New York, that experts say will help improve those boys' lives significantly. And that special something is travel, really experiences. Researchers say gifting your kids experiences and bonding time rather than things like presents and toys and stuff like that is better for their soul and for their mind. British psychologist Dr. Margot Sunderland says vacations can advance brain development in kids because you're exercising parts of the brain's limbic area. So whether it's a day trip to the beach or a week-long tour of the French countryside, depending on how much dough you've got in the bank, forget the new doll and give your kid the gift of experiences.
All right. I like that. Well, absolutely. It's right up your alley. And would imagine
if I had kids.
Yeah. Well, did your parents take you on a lot of trips?
No. Well, that's not true. My mom took me when she was singing. She was always down in the islands. We lived in Miami. So she went down to Curacao and Aruba and Puerto Rico constantly. And so, yes, I did go frequently as a very young girl, but not as I was older.
Somebody who I think takes his children on their fair share of trips is the man responsible for doing sports at 15 and 45, Sid Rosenberg.
Too many trips, by the way. Way too many. My kids are spoiled rotten. But I did see this morning. It is good. I saw this morning for you and I that once we get vaccinated, we can go to London. So there you have it. Supposed to get vaccinated tomorrow, and I'm still having second thoughts. That's a whole other story.
Oh, gosh, don't.
We'll see. Yankees.
Sid, we're going to have to talk.
We will talk, yes. Yankees need to get vaccinated, and quickly. They can't win a game. They lost 7-3 to the Indians yesterday. Another bad outing for Talon. They did go back-to-back, a belly-to-belly with home runs with Gio Urshela and Mike Ford. Actually had a 3-0 lead in this game, but again, Talon and the bullpen could not hold on. And the Yankees lose by a final score of 7-3. Yankees are now 9-12, tied for dead last inside the American League East with the Baltimore Orioles. And ironically, they start a set in Baltimore against those Orioles later on tonight. The news, better for the Mets. Great pitching, two home runs, including this blast from Pete Alonso.
We'll see if the Red Sox are for real. Nobody was expecting this. That's a deep to center by Alonso. Forget that. Pete Alonso crushes one, and the Mets lead it 4-0.
Gary Cohen on the call, SNY. Mets shut out the Nationals 4-0. A nice outing for Tawan Walker, 7 scoreless. Mets take 2 out of 3 from the Nats. They're now 9-8, 1 up on Philly, first place inside the National League East. Nets last night beat the number 2 seed in the West, the Phoenix Suns. Big win for Brooklyn, 128-119. 67 combined for Kevin Durant, who threw in 33, and Kyrie Irving, who threw in 34. Here's Nets head coach Steve Nash on that 1-2 punch.
I thought they did a good job playing off each other and keeping the thing moving and us playing as a team. And I thought there was a pretty good flow out there for the most part.
Those same Phoenix Suns at the Garden tonight for the Knicks, who come in as the 4 seed. The Nets are the 1 seed, mind you. Hockey last night, the Rangers doubled up the Sabres, 6-3, keeping their slim playoff hopes alive. And the Devils in overtime lost to the Flyers, 4-3. Draft coming up Thursday night. Giants pick number 11. Jets pick number 2. Sports at 15 and 45. The WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you very much, Sidney. And it is time for traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
All right, Juliet, accident now on the drive southbound at 63rd Street, the right lane out of service. So as you come down the FDR, you're going to have delays now from at least the 80s and 90s right on down to the old mayor's basement. Outbound Long Island Expressway at Springfield Boulevard, earlier accident. Outbound RFK Triborough Bridge, again, the stall in the right lane. Westbound Belt Parkway at Farmers Boulevard, there's a stall there as well. They're working on that. And then down in Howell, New Jersey, northbound Route 9 at Georgia Tavern Road, a stalled vehicle. Transit Authority delays on the D, the L, the N, and the R, and alternate side again today is in effect. The support service and Mattress Firm save up to $300 on top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's at Mattress Firm right now, and you can get free adjustable base when you spend $699 or more to elevate your sleep. Every night, save big, sleep better. Shop the semi-annual sale right now. with Traffic on the Sevens. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, going to be a very nice day. 61 degrees, lots of sun, and a nice cool breeze. 10 to 20 miles an hour or so. Not going to be too crazy. By Tuesday, we're going to get up to 65 degrees, maybe a mix of clouds and sun, probably a little more cloudy than sunny. But Wednesday, Sid, listen to this, 82 degrees. Whoa. 82 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. But, you know, whatever. Looks like the sun will come out at some point. Thursday, we get down into the 70s, maybe rain on the way for Thursday and Friday. But so far, in the first couple of days, it's going to look really good. And now let's head over to Frank. Really quick, Frank, you're not going to be talking about Royal Caribbean's new big ship, right? The biggest cruise ship on the planet?
I wasn't planning on it. I felt that was more Jet Set Juliet travel territory.
Well, I had teased it, but I just want to tell you guys really quickly before we get into your business. Yeah, it's called The Wonder of the Seas. It's set to launch in 2022 out of Shanghai. It's got a 10-deck high zip line. What's being billed as the tallest slide at sea? 18 decks and roughly 7,000 guests it can fit. I mean, it's like a city. It's like a city.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The opening bell ushers in a fresh trading week this morning after a volatile week on Wall Street last week. At Friday's closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 227 points, the S&P 500 added 45, and the NASDAQ rose 198 points. Now, durable goods orders for March are due today. Analysts expect to see orders for big ticket items increasing 1.7% last month after falling 1.1% in February. Durable goods orders for March will be out this morning at 8:30, Juliet.
Well, at 6:30 begins the greatest morning show in radio, Bernie and Sid.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
We have a big show today, Juliet. Rich Lowry, the editor of the National Review, also writes for Politico, also a contributor to NBC. He's on quite a bit with Chuck Todd and Meet the Press, although not yesterday. He'll join us coming up, as he does every Monday at 7:25. Famed defense attorney. Love having this guy in here. He's my old buddy from PolyPrep. Joe Tacopina. He'll be in at 8 o'clock. And then Red Carpet Rendezvous host the day after the Oscars.
Yes.
Lauren Conlon. I did not watch the Oscars.
I didn't either.
Not even one second?
Not once. I went to bed at 6:30.
I did watch it, and I slept through most of it because it was one of the most boring telecasts I've ever seen.
Well, there's a writer in today's New York Post who said unequivocally it was the worst Oscars ever. 3 hours of torture, he described it as. And, you know, I really wanted that silly movie, Promising Young Woman.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, how was it?
I loved it.
Right?
Yeah, I thought it was very, very good. And Carey Mulligan,
she's great.
Awesome.
But there's no way a movie like that is going to win. You have these, like, four-hour epic long. Like, if you offered me $5,000 cash right now to sit down and watch Nomadland, I'd say no.
What is it even about? I don't even know what it's about.
I don't know either, but it doesn't matter because it's an Asian director. So it works out well. Although, Chad Boseman didn't win, and a lot of folks are really upset about that.
I mean, sorry. It's very sweet, and, you know, it would have been very poignant had he won.
Sure,
but, my God,
sure.
I mean, it's...
I mean, Anthony Hopkins got the award. Not exactly, you know, this is not Sean Penn in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right. According to Frank, he had an amazing performance.
Was one of the best acting performances I've seen in years in The Father. He was absolutely extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. And The Promising Young Woman did win Best Original Screenplay, at the very least. So
oh,
it didn't walk away completely empty-handed.
It was very surprising. I was not sure where it was going to go. And
right?
I was like, holy moly.
Right?
I mean, yeah. It was good. Very good.
It was. It was a fun movie. And in the end, you actually, it's a sad ending, but somehow it's also a rewarding ending at the same time.
Yes.
If that's possible.
Now, very quickly, you mentioned the EU. But you know that obviously Britain made their exit from the EU. So they're not officially saying that we are welcome yet.
Oh, really?
No. But I think we're going to be. I think they're opening up, and I think they're going to be making that announcement soon.
That's interesting.
I'm going to freak out if not.
Oh.
I'm going to be marching. I'll be flying over to Paris and screaming at them on my way over.
Well, what you can do, and my daughter Ava feels the same way, is you can fly to Paris.
Yes, and then
take that train.
Take the tunnel.
Train is like an hour, right?
Two hours. Yeah,
so you can do that.
I know. I'm really excited about it. We're finally going to get to see our Italians, and we cannot wait. And
you're going to Italy, France, and London?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, we hope to go to London for a few days, and then we'll take the train to Paris for a few days, and then we'll fly to Venice.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to literally. I'll take video when I see our friends in Venice. You're going to see me literally in a puddle on the floor bawling my eyes out. I'm just going to be so happy.
Sounds nice. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sydney. Looking forward to the show. Hey, Frank.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you, you're not like a concert guy, are you? Are you like going to concerts?
I'm not.
Really?
I'm not. You know, I was at a Neil Sedaka concert that I really enjoyed because I like Neil Sedaka. And I used to, and I've been to a couple. My wife is a Billy Joel fan, so I took her to see Billy Joel. That was really not my thing. I had an ex-girlfriend that loved Maroon 5. It's probably for the best that we're no longer together. And I've seen a couple of Super Diamond concerts, which is kind of a
rough.
You know Super Diamond?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, but, I never, the only one that I really, really enjoyed was Neil Sedaka. They're too loud for me. I'd rather listen to music at home, you know, at a lesser level.
But more old manny pace. All right.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
what's
going to
happen when concert venues and, you know, these music venues open up and John starts playing with his band Blackwater Rising? What are you going to do? You're going to have to go.
Of course I will. I will happily go. That's part of being a good friend and a supportive coworker is you go, not begrudgingly at all, you go with with enthusiasm and try and make the most of it. And I'm sure my wife Rachel will have a blast.
I'm sure you will have a blast too. You know, maybe
I will.
Run up there and play a few, jam a little bit with Johnny.
I would love that. That'd
do you know great. How to play guitar?
No.
Well, then
but maybe I could do, you know, I remember like, you know, maybe I could introduce them somehow.
Like, okay. That would be
right?
Great. Yeah.
I remember Lloyd Lindsey Young did
ladies
that. I think
and
he
gents.
Introduced. Yes, right. He introduced the Beastie Boys, if I remember correctly. And, maybe I could do something like that for them.
You know, that, I'll ask John. He's listening right now, I'm sure. So maybe
wonderful.
he'll text
great.
Me and maybe he can arrange
John
it.
And I are supposed to have dinner Friday. So I'll chat
well,
with
yes,
him directly.
So am I. Supposed to have dinner with you and your wife as well. You nice. Might. Well, Christian is now getting upset. See, this is, I knew this was going to start.
See,
I knew this was going to happen.
That's why I was just mentioning John.
I still would have been upset.
I mean, this is crazy. Are we 12? Are we 12, you guys? It's okay.
Yes. No,
okay.
I'm 100% going to hold this over your head the rest
okay.
of the week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Frank. He's going to be all upset. But anyway, the reason I was bringing up this whole concert thing is that right now, indoor venues in New York in this area are opening, but you know, it's a pretty weak capacity. Not so in New Zealand, the country, I mean, obviously you know this, New Zealand and Australia have been killing it when it comes to curtailing the pandemic. More than 50,000 rock fans showed up to a massive concert by the band 660 in Auckland. It was the final stop on a tour that had them playing huge crowds across the country. It was at the biggest stadium in Auckland, largest concert in the world since the pandemic began more than a year ago. And in Australia, more than 78,000 fans packed the stands at the Melbourne Cricket Ground for an Aussie Rules football match on Sunday. So this is what we have to look forward to.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show. Rich Lowry's coming up, as is my good friend Lauren Conlon, who's a regular contributor to The Other Side of Midnight. She's lovely and talented and has her finger on the pulse of the entertainment community. Have a great day, Juliet.
You too, everybody. Have a great day.